Morning, Chairperson.
When I'm saying my colleagues, I'm not talking only with honorable members. I'm talking to you guys, support staff. You must not keep quiet to say I'm greeting only honorable members. I'm greeting you also.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Kubas.
Morning, Chair. Morning, Chair.
So, Aska, please keep quiet.
Aska, sorry.
Please keep quiet, Aska.
Thank you, Chair. That's why I greeted him. He could not respond.
Yeah, he does.
No.
He doesn't have voice.
Apologies.
Yeah. Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to our meeting. Today is Tuesday, you know, every Tuesday, 10 o'clock, if we don't have any program, we are meeting as Department of, as the Select Committee on Land Affairs and environment, yeah, mineral and all that. So you are welcome to our meeting. Remember last year we dealt with the presentation on the norms and standards. Last year, yes, and we sent to the province for consideration to do the public hearing, and now we is a time for us to look and to check whether those norms and standards are contravening with the provincial laws. So that's why today we are meeting. That's why I'm saying today our meeting is not going to be long. We are just going to check the reports from the province. I don't know whether the department is in the meeting. Mr. Kubas, the department is in the meeting.
Chair, I did not ask that of Oscar before the meeting started. I am co-host to present. I didn't let anybody in. I'm sure Oscar would have let members and departmental representatives in, because we've got 24 people in the meeting. Maybe if Oscar can get a sentence through, he can tell us who is representing the department, but I am not familiar with who's in the meeting, Chair. Sorry.
Yes, Chair, they own the meeting. I would assume that Linda Gallup is leading the delegation.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Kumsa Njanga from the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries. We are part of a delegation. I am accompanied by three of my colleagues, Advocate Linda Gallup, who is the Chief Director, Law Reform and Policy Coordination. I'm also accompanied by Ms. Olga Kumalo, who is the director responsible for CITES, which is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, as well as Threatened or Protected Species. I'm also accompanied by Ms. Magdel Boshoff, who is the deputy director responsible for Threatened or Protected Species, commonly known as TOPS. And she's responsible for the policy development aspects of the work. So that is the delegation from the department. I'm the chief director responsible for biodiversity management and permitting in the department. So it's four of us, Chair, and we're honored to be in this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You are welcome to our meeting. Before I can say anything, Kubas, give us the proper agenda. I outlined the agenda, but I didn't mention what is going to happen and what is the agenda for today. Kubas? Mr. Kubas? the agenda?
Okay. Chair, let me do it. The agenda for today is to look at you adopting the committee report on the norms and standards for the leopard hunting. That is at the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson. If members want to, we could give them a brief on the reports received from the provinces. Corbus will do that. But the agenda is just the consideration and adoption of the committee report on the norms and standards of the leopard hunting at the minutes, Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to clap the adoption of the agenda, the apologies. Do we have any apology?
Ms. Makause is the only one.
Yes, Ms. Makause, I know. I spoke to her yesterday. And she's the only Ms. Makause.
Yes, Chair, the only one I received so far.
Okay. And then from the department, Ma'am Chief Director, do you have any apology from your side?
We have an apology from the Director General, who could not unfortunately attend this meeting because of other prior arrangements.
Okay. Okay. Members and the apologies. Honorable member.
Yes, Chairperson, when you adopt the apologies.
And the agenda.
And agenda, Chair, as well. Thank you.
Any seconder?
Chairperson, I second.
Okay. Okay. No, thank you very much. Without wasting time, I will request Mr. Kuovas, I'll hear from members. Because we have we have sent you the report from the provinces. I just want to check with you. Do you want us to read them by province to province, or because you have you have received the report from other from provinces? Do you need us to read them?
Thanks, Chairperson Isungwenya.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I think it is very important for us to know that how many provinces that have been supported the document. Maybe it's better if you call province by province, since that you must know how many provinces that have been supported, because we've got 9 provinces.
Okay.
I don't know, but I was thinking it is better for us to do like that. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Kuovas, you must explain that this is the regulation, and when is the regulation, what we do?
Yes, I will quickly summarize the submissions received back from the provinces, but I will start my introduction with what you've just requested, because I do think it would streamline the process significantly. The subordinate legislation before the Select Committee is on norms and standards on the trophy hunting and hunting of leopard in South Africa. It's regulations for NEMBA, National Environmental Management Biodiversity Act. And the way the NCOP considers regulations is not the same as a Section 676 piece of legislation that requires mandates from provinces. The instruction that provinces receive after a briefing from the department is to please check with their own legislation and regulations to determine whether there is any clash or challenges associated with the regulations that are published
based on provincial or municipal regulations and legislation. Therefore, it is a question when we receive reports back as the Secretariat, although there are always comments and matters raised in terms of some provinces having done public participation, what is ultimately looked for in the submission is whether the province identify any kind of clash with its provincial and local government legislation or regulations. Therefore, the five provinces that did respond, and I will shortly provide a list of the provinces that did respond, their submissions, which was forwarded to the province, so all the comments and inputs that were received from provinces had been relayed to the department, but from the cutoff date for preparation for the meeting, responses were received from Limpopo Province, Western Cape Province, Mpumalanga Province, Gauteng Province, and Free State Province. Those were the five provinces that responded. If I could quickly, without sharing on screen all the reports that were sent, if I could cover the contents of each report, Limpopo Province did not highlight any clashes with its own legislation. It supported the norms and standards, although it had made suggestions regarding them. Western Cape Province did not highlight any challenges with provincial legislation, also supported the norms and standards, also made suggestions. Mpumalanga Province did not provide any indication of clashes with its own legislation, but gave a slightly more ambiguous response. It made public participation processes, the inputs known. It supplied a 35-page report, and it stated that it would appreciate if these could be considered before the norms and standards are final, or before the regulations are finalized, which is not an outright support of it, but as stated up front, there was no clashes identified with its own legislation. Gauteng Province supports the norms and standards. Free State Province also supports the norms and standards, although some suggestions were made. Therefore, what the committee has before it is five reports from five provinces. No clashes with legislation was identified, and some suggestions were made to the department regarding the contents, and all of those suggestions were forwarded to the department. But as the key issue that the committee needs to consider is whether there are any clashes with legislation between the norms and standards and provincial governments, none were reported by the five provinces that had responded. That is the summary of what the committee has before it. I would now be guided by Chair regarding any further issues for or questions for clarity that the committee might have. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kuobas. Members of the committee, you have heard that the five provinces that supported the nonsense standard. But if members of the committee would like to put a question or they want to comment, you are welcome. This is the time for you members to comment or to ask questions.
Chairperson, my hand is up.
Yes, Honorable Bibi.
No, thank you, Chairperson. My worry is about KZN. And when I inquired at KZN, apparently they said the department was supposed to brief them on the 3rd of November, which is last year, and only to find that it was clashing with their sitting. And then after that, there was no follow-up. My question is, who's supposed to do the follow-up of briefing the provinces? Because really, from November till to date, if they are not briefed by the department, it's very difficult for them, I mean, to go through everything. They were keen to do that. The only thing, they were waiting for the department to come and brief them. So I want to check whose fault is that when it comes to that one. And also they requested the extension, if possible. So I just want to check on that. I mean, how are the legalities pertaining that? Thanks, Chairperson.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am Bibi, I'm not going to answer this question, but I want to say to Ma'am Bibi, the department will respond on their side. But remember, we call all the provinces during the presentation, when the department presented to us, we call all the provinces to be part of our meeting so that they must not delay and wait for the department to come to them. But normally what we do as the committee, when the province, they didn't attend the briefing, they arrange themselves to the department. They speak to the department direct so that the department can go there and brief them. But that one, the department will answer. Honorable Clute.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I understand from what Mr. Yusuf is saying, is that the provinces except Mpumalanga, who made contributions, all agree that it is regulations that do not conflict in a certain way with their legislation. So we need to accept that. I just want to know, and I've read to a few of the reports, and there were certain suggestions and proposals made, some of them very technical. I think one of them was, I think it was from Limpopo, saying that the department should consider the length or the height of the tiger male instead of the age. I don't want to go into that. I just want to know what happens with the proposals made by the provinces for future reviews of these regulations. What happens with that? All the provinces' inputs regarding the regulations themselves.
Okay.
So the department then at some stage look at the provinces' inputs and say, okay, we need to have a look at this as well.
You have answer.
Okay. Chairperson, sorry, my leader. Before you carry on, I've just received a message now saying that the KZN will be briefed tomorrow at 11. Thank you.
Okay. No, thanks, ma'am. Ma'am, Honorable Labuskakne.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone. Chairperson, I wanted to raise two issues or two. I want to make two comments. First one is I just need to know in what way do we, from the NCOP side, are we sure that the provinces understand that they have to look at whether the regulations are in conflict with their own legislation? Because this is not the first time in this committee we had a whole a discussion around it until we on this committee are all on the same page about that. I'm not so sure that provinces are on the same page. And even if you read that section in the Constitution, I don't know if they really understand that. So that is the one thing. And then I just want to, maybe the department can give us an input there. And it's not, it's just a question. I've read all the reports and Mpumalanga per se made out an argument about the fact that the animal welfare based on a court case that's been a court ruling in the beginning of 2019 said that wild animals, that wildlife, when they are in sanctuary and being kept and that kind of thing, the animal welfare is also applicable to them. Now, Mpumalanga, that's a case that animal welfare is not taken into consideration in these regulations. I do remember when we did the norms and standards on elephants, that the minister said at that stage that the welfare aspect will be addressed in the NEMA bill, and then it will be looked at later on. So I just want, for our own understanding, if that is not being addressed now in the regulations, and when we are done with the NEMA bill, will these regulations be reviewed again, and will that be adjusted, or and what would be the time frame of that? Because there's a court ruling, and that aspect will have to be taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lawaskafne. Honorable Winnie Ngwenya.
thanks very much, Chairperson. In terms of the report of the norms and standards for the fish hunting of a leopard in South Africa development in terms of the Section 9.1A of the National Environment Management Biodiversity Act 10 of 2004, NEBA, and reference to the Gauteng Province Legislature in terms of the Section 8.3 of the NEBA read together with Section 1466 of the Constitution. Chair, recommendation from Gauteng, in light of about Gauteng Committee supports the norms and standards as issued by the Minister, as they are in keeping with applicable constitutionally and legislative framework and are not in conflict with provisional legislation in Gauteng. Chair, Gauteng support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mam Gwenya. I will try to answer the question that was raised by Honorable Labuskagni when she asked whether the province... Oh, you are in the meeting. Sorry, my dear. Sorry, sir.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I do take into question the response you gave to Honorable with regards to those now my worry is we seem to be rushing things, and I really would have liked you to allow the department to address off the extension
left out. Come again.
So
Honorable Nana, we lost you.
You too. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
So I was saying, Chairperson, I would have preferred, of course, it's but I would have preferred that the department is given space to respond to the issue of the extension that Mama Bibi raised.
The issue, okay. Yes, Papa. Continue.
Mama, when your son's hand is up.
Are you?
Well, then get to Kadila chocolate.
No, I'm not done. So.
Yeah, Papa. Continue, Nana.
Of course, if you let it through, is to allow the department to ventilate whether there is time available, so that provinces that are left out for one reason or the other are given time to engage and submit their reports.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, point is noted. Honorable Winnie Ngwenya.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, before the department respond, I think they are going to respond. But according to my understanding, when we were briefed about this matter, we don't have time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when they extend, how long are they going to extend, because the time frame, it was the end of March. But I'll allow the department to do that. I'm saying this, Chair, because we do have five provinces that have reported already, and KZN is going to come in again. And these other provinces who are not yet getting the report, that what makes them not to support their report. And I'm worried, as Honorable Nana said, that is it going to be any extended. I'm worried about the extension, because I don't know that we are going to have that time. Time is against us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngwenya. Before I give to department, I will agree with Honorable Winnie Ngwenya to say this Northern Standard was presented last year, June. Now we are in March. We gave the provinces an ample time, and unfortunately, provinces that the department didn't brief them, they didn't come back to NCOP to say, please help us to go to the department, for the department to come and brief us. So really, honorable members, we will be not doing justice. As we know that our committee has a lot of bills that are coming, if we pile and pile, we postpone and postpone, we'll never finish. According to the law of the NCOP, if we have five provinces that agree, it means we can pass that a regulation, because it is a regulation, it is not a legislation. So I will say other input that will come, for example, the input that was inputted by the by Mpumalanga, the department in their own time, they can compile this input and put them when they compile this nonsense standard. It's up to the department to compile those information that are coming from the provinces. But as the NCOP, when the regulation comes to us, say, is it contravening to the laws of the province? If five provinces are saying, we agree with the norms and standards, these norms and standards are not contravening with our laws in our province, it means we can pass this regulation. I'm not dictating to members, but I'm saying, I'm just seconding what Mama Ngwenya was saying. And before I give to the department, Honorable Labuskagni asked the question whether the provinces understand the norms and standards. In each and every legislature, they do have the legal advisors. Those legal advisors, they explain thoroughly to them when they do each and every norms and standards, regulation or legislation. It's up to the provincial legal to make sure that the members understand. And also, when the department brief us, if we don't understand as the provinces, we can ask questions so that at the end of the day, we must understand what is happening. So if the province they don't understand, they were supposed to ask the department during the presentation. I'll hand over to the department to respond on other questions. Ma'am Chief Director? Ma'am Chief Director?
Thank you,
Chairperson Mathibe, Honorable Mathibe, his hands is up.
Oh, sorry. Ndata Mathibe. Oh, sorry, Ndata Mathibe. Ndata Mathibe, Honorable Mathibe.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm in agreement with your statement that indeed five provinces have agreed is fine. But what we want to hear from the department, because from the presentation by Mam Bibi, it shows that the department could have briefed the KZN legislature on time, even though they have given them another time now. But we just want to understand what were the challenges with other provinces, so that we don't pass when the department could have done something which could have assisted provinces, and they didn't do their work. And we just need to have that bit of understanding. I think when the department responds, they must give us a view to say, this province we went, we briefed them, they did not respond. This one we did not brief them. So that whenever we take a decision, we take a decision informed by the interaction between the department and the provinces, and what were the challenges there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ndata Mathibe. Ma'am Chief Director.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by saying that our principle as a department is that we accommodate all requests from provinces for consultation or for any additional information that is requested from the department. There is only one province which requested for an engagement through a public participation process. In this case, which is Mpumalanga. All other provinces, with the exception of KZN, had not requested for our participation in their public hearing. However, we did receive a request, I think last week, from KZN, and we have agreed to a briefing with the legislature tomorrow. So we can confirm that meeting has been agreed upon between the legislature and the department. I don't know whether I could go into the welfare issue that has been raised, or we will deal with that. I will need your guidance, Chair, or we will deal with that later once we have received the reports from other provinces as well.
No, you can go with the ma'am.
All right. My colleagues can also come in on this one. In respect of welfare matters, the minister currently does not have a regulatory mandate to legislate on welfare. However, given the outcome of the court case, this situation might change once the NEMLA Amendment Bill is promulgated. because it does include an empowering provision for the minister relating to the well-being of faunal biological resources. So once that NEMLA bill comes into effect as law, then we will be in a position as a department to legislate on issues relating to well-being of faunal biological resources. In our other engagements with stakeholders and with the report that has been received by the department of the high-level panel, because the minister appointed a high-level panel to look on the review of policies, practices, and legislation relating to four of our iconic species, not just leopards, but lions, elephants, rhinos. As a department, once the minister takes a decision in terms of the acceptance of that report, we could then proceed in a manner that could accommodate issues relating to well-being, not just of leopards, but also of other species as well. So we will look at what necessary provisions do we need in law in order to effect that. So I would leave it at that, Chair, for now. And I think we do confirm that we have received the reports from the other provinces as well. And if we are provided with an opportunity, we can make some reflections once the committee has decided. We can make some reflections in this meeting today in terms of how we view proceeding with some of the comments that have been made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. And there was a question that was asked you did answer it members. The question that was raised by you, is it answered? Do you have any follow-up questions before we can continue with our meeting? Answered, members?
I'm fine, thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Mama. Labus Kafni?
I'm also fine, Chairperson. Thanks.
Okay. I'll request the Govas to read. Oh, by the way, you did read. Members, I put in front of you ma'am, we cannot read and adopt before you, because you did receive. Maybe before we adopt them. Can you reflect on the norms and standards that you receive from the provinces? Because we can adopt only to find that you have the reservations as the department. Chief Director. Oh, I'm okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think as a department, we note that most provinces support the norms and standards, and they further make proposals on areas to be strengthened. And we have considered these. We intend to engage further with those provinces that have made some proposals to us. In broad terms, we believe that most of the recommendations can be accommodated. And additionally, before the implementation of the norms and standards, we will also develop an implementation plan, which we will engage the provinces on, implementation guidelines. And we believe that some of the comments that have been made can be accommodated in those implementation guidelines. We also note the recommendations around the need for us to conduct the roadshows prior to the commencement of the norms and standards in order to improve awareness, knowledge, as well as promote public participation and education. And this will apply to the public, the communities, as well as those provincial committees that have requested for such roadshows. So we're quite confident that we will be in a position to accommodate most of the concerns that have been raised or comments that have been raised. We have also identified the need to also meet with specific organizations where we are quite not in agreement with some of the recommendations and proposals that they have made. But in broad terms, we do support some of the issues, and we will continue to engage before the norms and standards are concluded. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Members, I put in front of you the norms and standards from the provinces for adoption.
Chairperson?
Yes, Ndatinana?
It's Member Arnold.
Oh, Honorable Arnold.
Yeah, Chairperson, just before we adopt, can I just ask in terms of the comment on the establishment of the register? Is that also going to be included, or is it already been done and considered? Thanks.
Okay.
Chairperson.
Any question, Nana? Honorable Nana?
Raise an objection. You can't confuse Honorable Arnold's red with the DA blue. DA blue is a lot prettier than red.
Is that a question or an answer?
You are out of order, Honorable Nana.
Hey, man. Nana? What a question, Ndatenana? What is your question, Ndatenana?
It doesn't have a question. It's just out of
question. Oh, okay. Nice. What he's commenting and then he's asking question after that. No. okay. Chief Director, can you answer that question?
Thank you, Chairperson. My colleague, Ms. Marcel Boshoff, has done an analysis of all the comments from provinces. May I request her to respond to the question of the register? With your permission, Chair.
Yes, ma'am, you are welcome. Ma'am Boshoff?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members. Yes, on the question of Member Arnold, whether we have included the provision relating to the register, we've already included that based on the comment that we've received. So we made provision for the department to develop and maintain a register that will contain certain specific information, and that relates to the number of permits issued, the measurements, and so forth. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Kosoff. Are there any questions? None. So, members, I put in front of you the norms and standards for adoption.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt the report.
Thank you very much. Any seconder?
Chairperson, I second. Thank you. Chairperson, okay. I second.
Gwenya. Thank you very much, Ma'am Gwenya from Gauteng. The report is adopted. Thank you very much, honorable members. And let me thank the department for being part and for their commitment to say they are going to include everything from the provinces, and they are going to make sure that they meet other stakeholders to explain to them what they don't agree with, and they are going to brief other provinces. It means, for example, tomorrow when they brief the KZN, it means they will receive the report from KZN, and if other provinces they still wanted the department to brief them on the norms and standards, they can do so. Other thing, how many provinces? Two provinces. But the other provinces, for example, my province, Northwest, I remember it was briefed. It was, it will remain being case, I mean, with Eastern Cape and Northern Cape. So if they are willing to request the department, they can do so, so that they must not be left out. But nevertheless, five provinces has agreed with the norms and standards. We thank you, the department, for being part of our meeting and to advise us when we didn't do right or wrong. Thank you very much. You are released for the members of the committee to remain to deal with the committee issues. Department,
thank you are good. And thanks, honorable members.
Thank you.
Thank you, honorable chair, honorable members. Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am. Bye. The next item is the minutes of the last week meeting. Not last week, that week.
That's correct, Chair. The minutes before the committee is of the previous meeting. I'm just quickly trying to see what the date is. That was the 23rd of February. I believe that the minutes were circulated. I'm not responsible for that, though, so I'm talking under correction, but I believe they have been circulated and they are before the committee in the state that they are in right now.
Members, did you receive the minutes on time and read them?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, we did, Chair. Thanks.
Correction?
Okay. Any correction?
Yes, Chairperson. The Secretariat just correct the political party name? It's Economic Freedom Fighters with an S.
Okay. Fighters.
Yes, there's a lot of them. Not one.
No. Not fighter.
Sure.
No, it's not one.
Okay.
It's
a lot of fighters. Hi, ma'am, Lavustakni, honorable Lavustakni.
Yes, Chief.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just making a joke with honorable Arnold.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not sure if they are only one or if there are more.
So any
okay, Chairperson.
In adoption, any adoption?
Chairperson.
Yes, Mama
yes,
Bibi.
Mama, I move for the adoption of the minutes and amendments. Thank you.
And by that. Any second there?
I second the chairperson with the inclusion of an S there for fighters.
Fighters. Salute.
Blue and red. You forget to say blue. You include a blue and red.
No. I'm just including an S.
Only S. Okay. No, members, the minutes of our previous meeting has been adopted. Anything after the minutes, Mr. Kuwa?
No, Chair, that is the full agenda for the committee meeting for today. So if the minutes are adopted, I've already quickly made the edit. I'm sending it back to the secretary. So edits have been captured. And that was the last item on the agenda, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members, for attending this meeting. This meeting is officially adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.